Now, awareness of feelings. Awareness of feelings consists, according to the Buddha's teaching, of being aware in the first place whether we are happy or whether we are sad, or whether we're in a sort of dull, grey, neutral state, neither happy nor sad, but as it were, somewhere, perhaps uncomfortably, in between. And if one applies awareness in this way to one's feelings, to one's emotional life, one will find that unskillful emotional states, those connected with craving or hatred, fear, will tend to be resolved, whereas the skilled ones, those connected with love, peace, compassion, joy, and so on, these will tend to be refined. For instance, if we are by nature a bit hot-tempered, a bit prone to anger, if we develop awareness, first of all, of course, we'll be aware that we have been angry, but with a bit of practice we shall be aware that we are being angry. With a bit more practice, aware that anger is arising. But if we continue in this way, practicing the awareness, applying the awareness to our feelings, to our emotional life, in this case to the anger, eventually it will subside, or at least be brought under control. So this is the application of awareness to our emotional life, to our feelings.